The Carolina Chocolate Drops, a Grammy Award-winning African-American string band, comes to Wake Chapel on Thursday night, September 12th at 7:30. The concert's courtesy of Wake Forest University's Seacrest Artist Series. The Carolina Chocolate Drops feature Layla McCullough, Dom Flemons, Hubby Jenkins, and North Carolina native Rhiannon Giddens. Over the past several years, Rhiannon has collaborated with her Greensboro neighbor, singer-songwriter Laura Lynn Dossett. Laura Lynn says the band got their start back in 2005 during jam sessions in the home of legendary old-time fiddler Joe Thompson. The Chocolate Drops, at least initially, formed the band to bring Joe's music out of the house and back into the dance halls.
Cornbread and butter beans and you.
So tapping into the roots and the real history of this. And since then, they've, you know, over the last 5-10 years, they've kind of taken the music in their own direction. Could you describe it? Maybe a tune that would point that way.
Sure. Well, you know, they do both. They continue to record and perform traditional songs, and they also do some newer songs. So one is on the new record, on the Leaving Eden record, is a song that Rhiannon wrote called Country Girl. And it really talks about herself and growing up in rural North Carolina and being a country girl. And, you know, wherever she travels, she stays a country girl, no matter how far she roams, you know.
Living in the South, I want to shut your mouth.
One of the things that they've done on the Leaving Eden record, there's a beatbox artist named Adam Mata that does the percussion on it. And it's all, you know, he comes out of that kind of hip-hop culture, and that mixed with the, you know, the banjo and the fiddle and a traditional sound and kind of a country tune, they really have incorporated lots of different pieces of American black music. Not just American black music, American music, but things that would be traditionally associated with African Americans.
While he was scheming, I was beaming in.
Don't you love mixes like that?
I do, and it's not easy to do that. It's not easy to forge your own path, you know, go your own way, not try to write a hit record, but also not try to avoid writing a hit record, if that makes sense, you know, to just make the best music you can with the tools and the traditions and the talents that you have at hand.
Well, as from someone who's been doing it as successfully as you have, Laura Lynn, for 20 years, I mean, that kind of insight, I think, is invaluable. And you talked about their own voice, mm-hmm. and I wanted to get from your perspective as a performer, what is it that's so special about just the quality of Rhiannon's voice? Hearing her sing, there's something that's just distinctive that sets it apart.
Sure. You know, when I think about the first time I worked with Rhiannon very closely, she was in the first cast of Beautiful Star, and I had written all these songs, and, you know, I had an idea of what I wanted them to sound like, but then Rhiannon sang them, and I went, oh, that's what that song was supposed to sound like. And when I watched her on stage, she brings her whole self, her whole heart, and all of her considerable talents to every note, every time. And, you know, in a way, that's the definition of a professional, but it's bigger than that, you know, and it's deeper than that.
I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of, but I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way.
Singer-songwriter Laura Lynn Dossett. She'll give the pre-performance talk for the Grammy Award-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops live in concert in Wake Chapel on the campus of Wake Forest University Thursday night, September 12th at 7:30. It's part of this year's Seacrest Artist Series. Last year, the Drops released their studio album Leaving Eden, and we're sampling from the title track right now. It was composed by Laura Lynn Dossett, and you can hear Laura Lynn and her band in concert Saturday night, September 7th at 8 o'clock in Hanesbrands Theater. You'll find links to ticket information and more for both performances at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.